fountains of living water are breaking forth. We welcome you to partake of this great blessing through the spoken word of God, through His servant. Be blessed.
Can we say amen? Amen. Can we all say hallelujah? Hallelujah? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, so we are still on the burden of the Spirit that we have begun to build since the beginning of the year. Let's see Isaiah 62. The book of Isaiah, chapter 62. Can we say amen? Hallelujah. Amen. Isaiah 62. Amen. Okay, let's say Isaiah 40. I'll come here. Book of Isaiah, chapter 40. Okay. O Zion, that bringest good tidings, get thee unto the high mountain. O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Can we say amen? So look at verse 10. Now says, behold, the Lord God will come. So look at that. The Lord God will come. So it is Zion that is waiting for the appearing of the Lord. And the Lord is coming with a strong hand. Can we say amen? Amen. Strong hand there is the revelation of a strong salvation. That's what strong hand means. Hand there is typifying the working of salvation that will be revealed to Zion. So the Lord will reveal to Zion a strong salvation. Now, what Isaiah calls strong hand, that I'm calling strong salvation, is what Hebrew calls so great salvation. Can we all say amen to that? It's the same thing. So the Lord is coming with so great salvation to Zion to finish, to make Zion perfect a walk of obedience, that will make a place of habitation of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Can we say amen? Amen? So look at Isaiah 26, verse 1. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. Look at that again. We have a strong city. We have a strong city. So the strength of the city is salvation. It says salvation with God appoint for walls. And what? And bulwarks. So, I like the word a strong city. So, what makes the strength of the city that inhabits God, or that God can dwell in, that strength is the strength of salvation. Can we say amen? So, the Lord will come with a strong hand to Zion. And the purpose of that hand, when you see hand there, is also face. Can we say amen? Is the face of the Lord God revealing to Zion the works of salvation. So Zion must know our works and must finish our works. Zion must finish our works to be made a strong city. Zion must what? Finish our works to be what? Made a strong city. When you say strong city, it is a city that God can rest. A city that God can dwell in forever. So it will take strength of the Lord God, revealing works to Zion, so that Zion can house God. Can we say amen? Amen? Now look at it again. Let's go back to that Isaiah 40. So, behold, the Lord God will come. I like he will come. So he's coming to Zion. Can we say amen? Now, the Lord God is coming to a company of those that have used the light of Christ and they have arrived at the place of peace. Because you cannot understand the works of the Lord God if you are not a people of peace. You must be publishing peace to understand the works of salvation. Hallelujah. Meaning that you are a people that are agreeing with God. That's what peace means, agreement with God. You are agreeing with the works that God will bring. Then God can now begin to instruct Zion in the revelations of salvation. Can we all say amen to that? Amen. So he will come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. His arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him. Look at it. His reward. He's talking about the Lord God. This Lord God is the living God. What do I say the Lord God is? Is the living God that is also the true God. Those are the two works of God. Is a living God, is a true God. So behold, the Lord God will come with a strong hand. His arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him and his work before him. So you can see, the Lord will first come with his work. Can we say amen? The walk there is the wisdom to save Zion. That's the walk that God is coming. Is the wisdom to save Zion and to make Zion a place of dwelling. So when the Bible says, for instance, in Psalm 132, the Lord has chosen Zion, he has desired it, what? For his habitation. Let's go there. For the Lord has chosen Zion. So that word chosen is elect. Another word for chosen is elect. Now, what makes Zion elect for salvation is that Zion has obeyed the righteousness of faith in Christ and they have turned from grass to stone. Can we say amen? So that's why God, the Lord has chosen Zion. So that choosing Zion is that Zion is elected for salvation. What did I say Zion is? Or we can say Zion is separate for salvation. Now God will not choose, dwell in any place that will not be able to fulfill the cause of salvation. God cannot dwell in any house that salvation did not build, because God is salvation. What did I say God is? So God is building himself into Zion. God is building himself into Zion. So we know that Zion itself is a mountain, but God will now raise Zion higher and make it a citadel of glory. God will make Zion a citadel of glory. So you see, Psalm 102, verse 16. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. He shall appear in his glory. Can we say amen? Amen. So Zion must be built, then the Lord will appear. The Lord will appear in his glory. So that Zion can house the glory of God. And like we have said, what the Old Testament prophets call glory is actually salvation. Can we say amen? So we can say when the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his salvation. He shall appear as salvation to Zion. Very important. Can we say amen? I can hear your amen. So the strong hand of the Lord is the revelation of salvation. the strong hand of the Lord is the revelation of salvation. And the revelation of salvation is a light that is appearing to Zion, because Zion has been sanctified unto God. You have to fulfill that cause of the sanctuary for you to be able to call for the living God. Hallelujah. I can hear your amen. Now let's go back to Isaiah 62. I'm still going back to Peter. Let's establish these things again. So you can see why we need in this season, God must help us to hasten our Zion course. For many of us, you cannot stay partially in the flesh anymore. You must hasten in your, look at it. You must hasten in your response to the light of Christ. Eh? And arrive at a Zion state that can receive the appearance of glory. And you don't have all the time for that. Can we say amen? Look at Romans 13. Let me quickly touch that before I come here. Romans 13. Verse 8. Love. Anything but to love one another. Okay? For he that loveth another has fulfilled the law. Look at the next verse. So all those things he's talking about were charity commandments. Let's say owe no man nothing. To owe no man anything is to be at peace with all men. Did you get that? So those are places you must be in when you are waiting for the Lord God to appear to Zion. You see, those that are in peace are those that are waiting for him to come a second time without sin unto salvation. Can we say amen? So they are the ones that are waiting for him. Now, that waiting for him is supposed to be demonstrated in a conversation where you are owing no man nothing but love. Can we say amen? So you have to put on Christ in this season. It is evident because we have moved beyond the sanctuary. The day of God is upon us already. So you must have put on Christ. What did I say you must have put on? Christ. Oh, people are not talking to me. I said, what have you supposed to have put on? Aha. Uh-huh. So the garment of Christ is the garment of the new man. And that garment is demonstrated in the charity of Christ, or the love that is in Christ, which will render us charity. That is the garment of the new man. It's actually this, is a strength. Is the first garment of Zion. Love is the first garment of Zion. Charity is the first garment of Zion. Awake, awake, O Zion. Put on thy strength. You can see, very important. Zion cannot be clothed with the garments of salvation, which are garments of glory and beauty, until she has strength. Hallelujah. I like the word strength. Amen. Glory to God. Let's go back to Romans 13. Are you with me? I hope you are all with me. Okay. So, for this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. In scripture, we have neighbor, we have brethren. Neighbor comes first. So neighbor is the kind of love amidst Christ, amidst Zion. Brethren is a little bit higher. Brethren is when you are moving into the everlasting world, you come into a higher sense of covenant. What did I say you come into? It's not like neighbors are not brethren. I'm just trying to divide it in scripture. You will see in Hebrews chapter 8, Look at Hebrews 8, just to show you that there is a difference. So you start loving, you will love your brother first as a neighbor. Then by the time you are moving into the world of salvation, you will now lay down your life for your brethren. So those commandments are not at the same level. One is love your neighbor as yourself. Another one is lay down your life for your brethren. It's not the same thing. But you start by loving your neighbor as yourself. Can we say amen? That's still in the order of Christ. Then, after you have established that, you move into a higher dominion of love, where you now lay down your life for your brethren. So, the commandments of Christ demonstrated in charity is actually preparation to move into the brethren love in God. Can we say amen? Which scripture renders as fervent charity? That's actually charity that is fervent. It is a deeper commitment beyond the love in the holy place. Okay? Are you following me? I can't hear your amen.
Amen.
So, look at that Hebrews 8. You know, that Hebrews 8 showed us, it says, they shall not teach every man his neighbor, comma, and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. So, it's in two seasons. You know the Lord. There's a, do you know the Father is also a Lord? How many of you know that? What did I say the Father is? He's a Lord. He's a Lord Almighty. So you know Him. You know Christ first. Then you know the Lord Almighty. Huh? Can we say amen?
Amen.
You come into the Lordship in the Old Covenant. The Everlasting God. Oftentimes is used as W-O-L-O-R, the capital. He's a Lord. Can we say amen?
Amen.
So we'll grow in love commandments from neighbors to brethren. It's a transition. Can we say amen?
Amen.
I can't hear your amen.
Amen.
So look at it. So owe no man, nothing but love. I said to owe no man nothing but love, and to love your neighbor as yourself, to fulfill the law there is to fulfill the law of Christ. And when you fulfill the law of Christ, you are being positioned, amen. Thank you for giving me this scripture. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Romans 13 is beyond the Old Testament law. You see, amen. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I can't hear your amen.
Amen.
So you fulfill the law. Now look at verse 9. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Next verse 10. Love worketh no heel to his neighbor. So this is charity. Do you all believe me? 1 Corinthians 13. All those things that Paul was describing are things that will not make you walk heel to your brother. That is your neighbor within the dimension of Christ. So love walk no heel to his neighbor. That does not mean that the person living there is not your neighbor, but this scripture is giving you a higher judgment. Can we say amen? So love walketh no heel to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. So now the reason why you must be grounded in the love of Christ is because when you are being grounded in the love of Christ, a day is breaking already. You're already in the season where the day of God begins to break or begins to gradually dawn upon you. So the day of God will begin to dawn on Zion. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Zion must actually be in that place where they are in charity. They are holding the pure commandment of love in the sanctuary. And in that season when the day of the Lord is breaking upon them, they will transit into a greater day. Knowing the time. So, by the time they were writing most of these epistles, sir, Most of those churches had fulfilled a measure of Christ. So they were pulling the light of God's day. He says, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. He's not talking about, what do you say? Sleep, yeah. He's not talking to sinners. He's not talking to unbelievers. There is a sleep in the holy place. Oh, you are not hearing me. What did I say there is? It says, for now, what? Salvation. Even it says now, he's telling them that they were in the day of salvation and in the acceptable time. It says, for now is our salvation nearer than we first believed. Can we say amen? So they are coming to the season where salvation was dawning upon them. It says salvation is nearer. So they are coming to the season where the light of salvation was appearing. So it says, you have to awake out of sleep. What is that sleep? It is what Zion must awake out from completely to be aware of salvation. For Zion to begin to be instructed in the works of salvation, Zion must be fully awake from sleep. What did I say Zion must be fully awake from? Oh, you are not talking to me. Zion must be fully awake, what? I said, what did I say? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, look at Isaiah 52. Then I'll go to... So look at it. Look at Isaiah 52 verse 2. Are you following me? I am interpreting Peter, but I'm using the prophets. Now, awake, awake, twice. So Zion must awake, how many times?
Twice.
Awake, awake. So this one awaking is a sleep. And when I say awake, it means that you are sleeping. Uh-huh. So awake, awake. So Zion must be awoken twice. That's why in the raising of Zion, there are two trumpets within the trumpet of Christ. The trumpet of life and the trumpet of peace. They are awakenings. What did I say they are? There are awakenings that what they reveal to you, when the trumpet of Christ is sounding, it sounds in those two seasons. It is supposed to bring you out of a complete sleep that will make you aware of salvation. Can we say amen? So even a Zionite that does not complete that course will still be ignorant of salvation. He will not see salvation as a sole hope. You will not arrive at a place where you are a lively stone in Zion. So awake, awake. Put on thy strength, O Zion. So Zion must be awoken twice. Zion must have life, then Zion will have peace. So it is a doctrine that communicates this. They come in seasons also. They will awake you. You will have life. You will have righteousness, which is life. Then when you come into obedience, because when you journey from the outer court to each veil is a separation. The outer court, from the beginning of the outer court to the veil that separates the outer court from the holy court is an awakening. So when you say awakening, it's not like what we know as revival. This awakening is that you obey righteousness. It is when you fulfill a course of righteousness that you will awake. So when you journey from the outer court to the veil of the holy place, you will be awoken. You will awoken. So that awakening is the first awakening. It's called life. You will have life. What did I say you will have?
Life.
Oh, you are not talking about, what did I say you have?
Life.
It's an awakening. You begin to carry a measure of Christ's nature in your soul. But that's not it. You see, somebody at that stage, if he doesn't make progress, he's still sleeping somewhere. Even though he's awoken at a level, in another level, he's ignorant. He's resurrecting, but he has not fully resurrected. So then, at that veil, you have to now obey another season of righteousness, and then you land at peace between the veil of the holy place and the most holy. So you can now see, it's two awakenings. Awake, awake, O Zion. So by the time you go through that two awakenings, you stand, you have already entered into the Most Holy as a baby. What did I say you enter? You become a babe of God. You are fresh. Something is now, as you pierce, because the second awakening has the power to take you, to pierce the veil, so that you are now born into a new world where you now begin to be aware of the light of God. Can we say amen? I don't know if I'm making any sense. Hallelujah. I can't hear your amen. So when you have awoken, awake, awake, the proof that you are awoken is that you are putting on Christ. May God help us. I say this thing will dawn on your heart. When they say, Pastor CG, you have awoken twice, it means that you have put on Christ. Christ is now your garment. When they say Christ is your garment, Christ has become your nature. You use Christ as life. Meaning you are living by the nature of Christ. Fully now, because when you carry life, you have a measure of Christ. Well, it's not, you have not fulfilled the full cycle of a Zionite that can now stay on the mountain for light of the glorious gospel to begin to shine. Now take me to Ephesians 5. Let's do Ephesians 5. Okay? Then we'll come back to Isaiah again. Oh, can we say amen?
Amen.
You know, I now understand these epistles. They are getting clearer and clearer and clearer by the day. Now look at it. Verse 5. Let's start from verse 1. Actually, we are going to verse 8, but I'll read through. It says, be therefore followers of God as dear children. These are not ordinary people. They have crossed from chapter 4 to 5. Be dear. So these dear children are those that are, they were instructing for them to stand in peace. And walk in love. As Christ also loved us. That was what Romans 8, 13 was telling us. And had given himself for us as an offering, a sacrifice to God for a what? Sweet smelling savour. But fornication and all what? Or covetousness, let it not be what? Once named among you as becoming what? These are not just saints, in the dimension of the Holy Ghost. These are saints of Christ. So when it comes to saints of Christ, these things should, he said it should not be mentioned. Why? Because those awakenings must have put away this garment. Can we say amen?
Amen.
I can't hear your amen. No?
Amen.
So you will see, Isaiah 52 says, awake, awake, Zion. O Zion, put on thy strength. Put on thy beautiful garments. Then look at the next thing he now says. O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth shall be no more what? The what? Uncircumcised and the unclean. So those are the things that must not be named among Zion. What did I say must not be named among Zion? All circumcision and what? Uncleanliness. Let's go back to Ephesians 5 and let's break it down. You see, all those things are the things that Paul is talking about. But fornication, can we say amen?
Amen?
And all uncleanliness, you can see. All covetousness. All these things, we can stay on it and open them. Because covetousness, is as what? According to 1 Samuel chapter 12. Is idolatry. It's idolatry. Why is it idolatry? You are coveting what is not yours. So these are the kind of things they must deal with in the holy place. Because once you are like this, you will cheat your brother. You will take advantage of your brother. So they will purge Zion of all those tendencies to be greedy, to be covetousness, to be covetous, fornication, both physical and spiritual. It's not just physical fornication alone; it begins there. then also what? Spiritual fornication with the world. They have to close. By the time you are fully awoken in Zion, they will close you up. You become a virgin of God. You know, like I used when I was teaching the series on the bride, I said you become revaginated. What did I say you become? You become revaginated. You become reflowered. The world deflowered us. Christ will what? Reflower us. So you cannot be brought into the garden of God. Because those are the kind of people they take in. Those that can enter the garden of God or the most holy are virgins. That's why this kind of, you know, all these things, they are not named among virgins. This kind of things is, I'm sorry to say, they are the way of life of prostitutes. People that are still prostitute. What does it mean to, you know, when we say prostitution, we only think of Ashawo. But it's deeper than that. What does it mean? Prostitute. What does it mean? English people. Prostitution. What they say you, to trade. Okay, yes, to trade. But what, somebody that is prostitute is not single. He's not single-eyed. A prostitute has many lovers. Well, what did I say a prostitute has? We can say a prostitute has many gods. So, the proof that you have been fully awoken as Zion, that the light of God is not dawning on, is that you have one eyes. They have given you one eyes. You have only eyes for Him. Can we say amen?
Amen.
So you can see, I'm selfish and be all those things. Lost. Pride of life. Lost of the eyes. Lost of the flesh. They are all things that can never make you see the Lord. Remember, the Bible says that without holiness, you cannot see the Lord. So those are the defilements that they must now take away. Uncleanliness and filthiness. Can we say amen? So that you can see the Lord. Hallelujah. Uncircumcision and uncleanness. So that's what they do. They use the law of Christ to do. The law of Christ makes you circumcised and makes you clean. So that you can now begin to respond to God. So you can see all this. You can see the wisdom that the apostles used to build churches. So fornication, all uncleanness, or covetousness, let it not be named, once named among you. We must have churches like this.
Amen.
People are not saying amen.
Amen.
Neither filthiness, look at that. Nor what? Foolish talking. Nor jesting, which are not convenient, but what? Rather the giving of thanks. These are spirit people. Spirit control people that Holy Ghost has. The law of the spirit of life has tampered their nature. And they are controlled from the inside. Can we say amen?
Amen.
I'm just showing you because it's good for us to see Christ well. So Pastor CG, so that we'll not quickly make assumption. These are Christ expressions. Now, one of the things that Christ's commandment does is to tame the tongue. A Christ has a tame tongue. Oh, what did I say? Yes, he's governed. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus heals the soul and touches the tongue. It governs the tongue. Your tongue becomes spirit controlled. Anything that comes out of your tongue will be grace. Meant for what? Edifying. It is a working. It's not something you are doing from the outside. Because if you do it from the outside, you can't sustain it. It has to be a build up of a nature from the inside. So you find out that you cannot say some things. Why is that? You are restrained from inside. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It means a law is at work. Can we say amen?
Amen.
It's the law of Christ. Neither I have, nor the giving of thanks. So Christ don't complain. What did I say? What did they do, Pastor CG? Those are the nature of spiritual people. These are characteristics of those that are in peace. So when you murmur and grumble, you are not a man of peace. People of peace, they are normally giving to what? Giving of thanks. They are always rejoicing. Because they have a sense of God's wisdom in Christ to interpret all things from the lenses of truth. So they are always in thanksgiving. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I cannot hear your amen. Oh.
Amen.
So, but rather giving of thanks. Okay. Now let's go. We are going down gradually. But know ye. But this you know. That no warmonger, no unclean person, no covetous what? Man. Who is what? So they are telling that covetousness is idolatry. No covetous man, who is an idolater. So when you are covetous, you are an idolater. When you covet things that your brethren have, you are an idolater. Can we say amen?
Amen.
When you covet places, the Lord told me that if you covet titles that you that it does not belong to you, you are covetous. Somebody can be covetous of a rank that you don't qualify for. These things are very deep. Your heart must be pure. You know that you are not in that place and you covet it. You know, some people, they take honor to themselves that they don't qualify for. Even in the dimension of honor, there are some honor that you don't qualify for. If you take honor beyond your stature, you're a thief. There are some honor that you don't. There are certain things, if they call you, you have to rebuke people. Because you are not that thing. You know, all of this is that these people say, man of God, apostle of our time, the legend of the heavenly order. You are just killing yourself. And we need to be careful. Those things are even filthiness. You know, and it's very popular among ministers. We actually, all those things are sin. Flattery. It's just flattery. I was listening to one minister. I'm not saying, he says, the voice of revival for this generation. You know, the voice of revival in the whole of Africa. Abba, in the whole of Africa, Abba. The next voice of the generation. Amen. You need some level of circumcision to clean you from that thing. Can we say amen?
Amen?
True ministers of the New Testament don't even want those things. They are not good things that you say. You know, you don't want things that you. I say God will give us wisdom.
Amen.
I'm only showing you covetousness in every way. You covet titles, you covet ranks, you covet things that they are not yours. You covet your brethren's wife. It's part of it. You know, the heart is desperately wicked. You know, a brother can be comparing his wife with his brother's wife, he says, in his heart. He probably wish he had married her. Your soul is very wicked. So, as a man, you have to give thanks every day for your wife. God did not make a mistake. You appreciate her. It's to train the heart in thanksgiving. Anytime you feel like complaining about your spouse, both husband and wife, that is the very time you must give thanks concerning them. Of course, that does not mean that they are okay at that time. But thanksgiving is by revelation. It's by understanding. Say, Father, I give you thanks for this man. I give you thanks for this woman. So you are conditioning the heart properly. Can we say amen?
Amen.
I can't hear your amen. Sir, Pastor CG, God, I passively wants us to be thorough with Christ. That's why all these things, you know, I will go a little bit and come back to Christ. I'm showing you a Christ. A Christ does not murmur and grumble. He doesn't talk anyhow. He has restraint in his lips. Christ are those that get angry, but they don't sin. Take me to chapter 4 of Ephesians. I'm going to go to Philippians 2. But let's see chapter 4 of Ephesians. Because we can't say salvation is coming to Zion. The light, you will not be able to interpret the light if you have not arrived at the state. Thank you. Now, you know, in verse 24, he started by saying that we should put on Christ. And you put on the new man, which is Christ, which is what? Which after God. So Christ is always after salvation. That God is salvation. Is the appearing of salvation. Can we say amen? Amen. I hope by everybody hearing me know what salvation is. For what much of the church still sees salvation as born again alone. I've told you that definition is limited. Yes, salvation in the New Testament is to partake of the incorruptible nature of God. Can we say amen to that? Amen. God is salvation. So when I'm talking about salvation, I'm talking about the revelation of God's nature. That's what salvation is. So wherefore, put away lying. So look at it. By the time you are wearing the nature of the new man, you'll not be able to lie. So, amen. Hallelujah. We still lie. We even lie to our pastor. We are not afraid. In milk should deal with lying to a very high degree. Peter judged lying. Church of the Holy Ghost. He says, you lied against the Holy Ghost. So they are telling you that these are, no, take me back, please. Once you flash scripture, just take me back. So wherefore, because of the garment of the new man, the garment of the new man, the nature of the new man, they put away lying. Meaning lying should not be in your conversation. Can we say amen? Amen. We must have a measure of transparency. Amen. Amidst brethren life. Amen. That lying includes not opening up totally to your brethren. You can be living with brethren in the room. You are sis. They don't know you, sir. You have food that they don't know of. And all of them are hungry. If you have lying, you will marry, you hide things from your husband. Is it not? You hide money. You will hide money. In fact, you will build a house. And your husband will pay rent in the house. Have you heard about that before? A woman finished building a house. And then, they now got the house. Through her, they got the house. And the husband was excited that it was a good house. So, and the man was paying rent in the house that the woman built. The day the man knew, he fainted. Hey, hallelujah. I wish to say that men actually think they are wise. A woman is naturally wiser than a man. I'm telling you. Honestly. Women. I'm talking about in the natural order. They are wiser. A man will think he's wise. You are eating food. The little same poison inside. By the time you finish food, like you just... Terrible, great men in Bible is women that brought them down. Jael, is it? Is it Lord Jael that brought Sisera down? Who brought Samson down? So, a brother, you must learn for your eyes to be very single. Even at brethren level, if you are always browsing among many sisters, you're already showing us that you can't do well in marriage. We have to clamp on you. You are a very dangerous person. So, look at that. Wherefore, put away lying, speak every man truth to his neighbor. Look at, why are they using neighbor? So, this is a fold of Christ. Speak every man truth with his neighbor. For we are members of one another. It's a church. This is a Zion church forming. It's a forming Zion church. A company of lively stones that are spiritual. Now look at verse 25. I'm just showing you. Be angry. And sin not. So it's a commandment to Zion. To Christ. Let not the sun go down what? On your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. So they are saying that don't let your anger enter into sin. Let the sun go go down on your rod. Neither give place to the devil. Those are opportunities that Satan is looking for, to step in. Let him that stole, steal no more. This stealing is beyond physically taking people's money. Okay? Even though people used to steal phone. And you know, some people still have some of those natures. Yeah. Or you steal money. Part of stealing includes buying something and not giving back the change. And it's not that you forgot. All those things are not good things. Heaven must help. Heaven, you see, I've told you this year, God is going to be thorough with us. No acting pranky anywhere anymore. They are clamping down many things. Yes. It's not, this church is not going to be as usual. It's not Flanger Center. I'm telling you. Let him that stole steal no more. But rather let him labor. So these stealers are, they are stealing from brethren. By taking advantage of the love amidst brethren. They are taking advantage of the love amidst brethren. Because they know that brethren, everybody wants to fulfill the law of Christ. So everybody wants to love. And a major quality of love is what? Giving. Lovers are givers. What did I say? But this person, as a sense, is using that environment negatively. So they have to take cater for such people. But rather let him labor, working with his hands. Amen. The thing which is good. That he may have what? To give to him that what? Needed. It's the culture of the spirit. When you receive love, also give love. Oh, you didn't get that. What did I say? Look at it. Why is he going to go and work? So that he can give. Simple. That's the motivation. Not because he wants to have money. The motivation is not so that, you know, I want to hammer. No. It's just to be a blessing. So you can see. So let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. These are commandments of Christ. I'm just showing you. And this kind of thing should not be found in a church that has awoken twice. When we have awoken twice, all these things will have reduced. You will not even find them. That's why in chapter 5, he said, let it not be named. But in a company that have not learnt the law of the spirit of life in Christ, it will be named amongst them. Ah, yes, they will have it. So you can see that we need mercy. Because we are still falling short of this. That's why I said we are still falling short of Christ's conversation. Can we say amen? You know, so, but God is showing mercy. The message that God is summoning us. God is not waiting for us to perfect this. He's already opening the next chapter to you. So that you know that you have a lot of work ahead of you. So let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. But that which is good, look at it. To the use of what? Edifying. What is responsible for this is a government of the law of Christ that has worked from your belly to your tongue. So when you are hungry, that thing still restrains you. Amen. Now what I mean restrains you, you know some people are not vocal, but they talk inside. No, it's not, you don't need to say it outside, but you have said it. Yes, I can say you are, you know, maybe your pastor rebuke you. You can't rebuke your pastor physically. You know some people can rebuke their pastor physically. Those ones are radical. Pastor said, well, alright sir. Ma fui leti o. Pastor ma le ingo. You know that one is a thug. But most people will say it inside. They won't say it outside. But it's the same thing. Because as far as God is concerned, you have said it. The thing is there. They are seeing it. They see what they read is intention. It's motive of heart. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's good for you to understand these things. You can hate your husband, you are smiling to him. You can be kneeling down, but you are standing up. Amen. You know, there's a time I used to think that everybody that kneeled down. But as a pastor, when you know, see, it's not easy to pastor, because one thing that you go through in pastor is disappointment. Your heart will be broken because you at times a pastor can move from being naive, to now being so, you can even come to the scene, don't trust anybody again. Because you have seen things. At times when you see when somebody shoot, you just say, hey, what will they lay by? This one is a new world. So you want to master that one. By the time you try to master that, another one will show. Another nature will begin to manifest. Souls are very, very complex. It is only God that can catch the soul. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. Somebody can look gentle on the face, but he's not gentle. You know, I used to say that naturally, young brothers, and it's good. I want to advise sisters, please be gentle, both in the face and in the heart. It's good. But I noticed that those are the things that young guys normally like in women. Women that look gentle. That when they are talking, they don't argue. Because, you know, men naturally have ego problem. So when you're a little bit confrontational as a woman, you will irritate brothers. Naturally, no, only very few brothers have, and you know, particularly if they are now, I'm sorry to use the word, if that brother has low self-esteem. Because some brothers cannot handle tough women. So they'll rather go for the ones they can handle. I'm telling you reality. All this God said, you must is not God said. And you come and parole. God said, you want to like. It's not God said, it's I like. You know, people just, but you know, but, he often doesn't really now play that way. You see, that girl that looks gentle, by the time she awoke. it's only the word that can culture the soul. So for me, one of the things I learned early while as a young boy, you know, looking for sisters also, is if a lady does not love the word, she's a no-no for me. Passion. Word level must be high. Because I know that all those gentle sisters, they may not like word, but they are gentle. They can be cleaning the floor, but when it comes to word, they'll be sleeping. For me, it's a no-no. Because I can't trust your change. I can't trust your nature. Oh, you didn't get it. I'm giving you freebies now. I can't trust your nature. The only thing I can trust is the word. Those are the two things I check, word and prayer. Those two things. That's our then, no. But now we have grown more with wisdom. But if I notice that you don't like word. But some brothers, they don't mind. As long as you are cooking for them. How shall you go far with the lady? Well, it all depends. You know, some guys, they don't want to go far too. They just want to know God, shishini, and make money. So, and then they are looking for a good babe that they can take home to mama. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah. God is, you see, doctrine has to wash the heart. So that your judgment will be pure. You really may not be able to choose a woman well. Or have judgment concerning the kind of man you marry. Amen. If the heart has not been dealt with. You will be very external. Many guys check external apparatus. In choosing a woman. Yes, they just lie. They check a lot of external apparatus. They'll check it well. Even the guys that you think are spiritual, sir. You know, so you know, I don't want to be mentioned. He lives in this church. So this one cannot even talk to his sister. The way he very holy brother. brother, you're holy, sir. Brother, holy. Kai. Anyway, let's go on. So you can see, for you to minister grace to your hearers, they must have sanctified your tongue with Christ's commandments. Can we say amen? I'm just trying to build this thing. Okay, quickly. Then we'll now roll to chapter 5. And grieve not the Holy Spirit. Whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let's just go. Let all bitterness, wrath, and anger. Look at the clamor. So we can't be waiting for salvation and we still have these things. Look at them. Amen. Behold your salvation comes. Zion is in a state of waiting for God. So, because of that, they are giving attention to their purification.
Yes, sir.
Complete purification.
Yes, sir.
Because they are waiting for God. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger, look at it, and clamor, and evil speaking. You know, we do a lot of evil speaking. You know all those things that happen that pastor does not hear. I used to hear that things, a lot of things happen in church and we don't hear. I'm wondering. So can people hide things like that? So I said, well, we have to address those kind of things. They are not good things. You see, you know how spiritual you are if you can tell your pastor anything. Yes. Because I know that and I've gone through that stage before. Spiritual people are those that they can call them amebo, but they are very open to their leaders. They report themselves.
Amen.
And they report brethren if need be.
Amen.
You know, it's possible that when somebody is reporting brethren, the other ones will now form a clique. Those things are very carnal.
Yes, sir.
Against that person. So when that person is coming, it's a mass of all. This pastor's boy. Pastor Dio's girl. Any little thing. Pastor Dio. Which we can deal with things. When people are talking like that, they have issues. They don't understand systems that God set in place in the ecclesia. So those are issues that light must deal with. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. May God help us.
Amen.
Evil speaking. You know all those little evil speaking. Be put away from you with all malice. So you can see. And be what? Kind one to another, tender hearted, forgive one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. So all these are conditions of Zion. What did I say they are? All conversations of Zion, and are to empower her to put on Christ. Put on Christ. Put it on. Now, move to chapter 5. Thank you. For this we know that no warmonger, nor clean, unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, had any inheritance first in the kingdom of Christ and God. So, all those things show that you don't have inheritance yet. Now, the inheritance of Christ is peace. You can write that down. The inheritance of Christ is peace. Or the inheritance of Christ, people that are spiritual, is peace. That's their inheritance. They are men of peace. So, he has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. So, they are just showing that there is inheritance also in the kingdom of Christ. What did I say there is? So, somebody that has inheritance in the kingdom of Christ, which I call peace, is the one that say, oh, no man, nothing but love. Is an inheritance. Demonstrated in the nature of peace. It means that, those are the things that Paul was describing in 1 Corinthians 13. Let's go there. Maybe I'll just do this today, man. You know, we still have a whole year to teach this. So, you know, like the Lord is establishing us. We have to see all these things. Can we say amen? Nobody should be comfortable in the flesh. You have to be asking God for forgiveness per second and asking, trusting God for mercy to work against your nature. I'm not hearing your amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Can we have that, Pastor?
Thank you, Lord Jesus. My time is now.
Yes.
My time is now.
Yes.
I have your time.
Amen.
I have your time and I am going to stay on your case. I'm going to stay on your case till you are thorough, till every place is clean. For it is a work that I desire to do throughout even the year.
Yes.
I will do a work thoroughly. Yes. I will do a thorough work. I will revisit it now. For what you are even hearing, do not think you yet know it.
Yes.
Do not think you yet see it.
Yes.
For I will come again and shine light. Yeah. I will come again and shine light and show you where you have fornication, where you still are lying, where you still are unclean, where you still are covetous. I will shine light and I will surely show you even darknesses that exist in all those things so that you will be free of them. For it's a year where I want to do this work thoroughly. Come to my table because I am assuring you that the table will be clean. The table will be clean.
Amen.
All the tables will be clean.
Amen.
All the hearts will be clean.
Amen.
It's a year where I will do all my work and I will do it thoroughly in your midst, saith the Lord.
Can we all say amen to that?
Amen.
So I'm showing you, when it says that inheritance in Christ, those inheritances, they are arrangement of natures. Yo, what did I say there? Is a systematic arrangement of natures in you. Why it's arranged is that laws, lofisibe, it's not easy to break these things. You know, you want to do some things, but you are restrained from inside. When you read Love the Way to Victory, you see a man that has an arrangement. Hagin had arrangement of what? Laws inside him. Eh? There are certain things that he will not do, no matter what. He even want to, you know, that the one that touched me most was the one that he went to minister in a place. It was good that when I read that book, anytime I go to minister, the thing was the one that guided me. Because, you know, when you're a traveling minister, at times you get them good, at times you get them bad. I've gone to a place that there was no bed sheet, there was no lights, there was no net in the window. And I was supposed to minister. And I ministered 2 powerful sessions. Jelly. And I left the place. It's not my house. Another one we went, me and Lima, you know. It was supposed to be a state conference, a whole state conference of copper. The whole coppers in the whole state. So of course, I didn't go with entourage. I went with only one. I don't carry people. I have pastors now. Me too, I can do big man and carry like 5 pastors. I'll dissolve Pastor CG, dissolve Pastor Friday, carry all of them. And get another car, join somebody's car there. We go to, you know, those kind of stuff. Naturally, I don't have those things. I don't know how to do them. So I got there. So immediately they saw us, they were disappointed. Number one, I didn't bring Jeep. Because apostles have Jeep. Hallelujah. Jeep. Ever say Jeep? So then there was no entourage. So they went to launch me in a place where there was no asbestos. It was just a rock pan. There was no net. I don't know how I can describe the place. There was no fan. It was hot. And it was in Lorry. It was hot. So immediately Emmanuel saw the place. Emmanuel was already fuming. How can I lodge my pastor here? He was not angry for himself. He was angry for me. It's like he was defending me. He wanted to start complaining. I said no. So as I entered the place, I don't know how I can describe it. The place was floor. It was just all this old curtain that they used to separate the sitting room from the room. The toilet was in one side, everything, you know. So I told myself, I'm not a celebrity. I'm a minister of the gospel. And I decided that we bless them more. So I removed my shirt. There was heat. There was no fan. There was no light. Inside hot sun. I removed my shirt. I was wearing singlet. I hung my singlet on the wall. The man was just looking at me. And I started studying. So it was Pastor Tosi that came to bail me out. And I didn't call Pastor Tosi. He just picked it from the spirit. I just called him. I'm in Lorry. I'm coming to minister. He said, oh, why did Elijah? I said, well, somewhere it's okay, it's manageable. So I think he checked in his spirit. He now sent one of his men to come and take me out. When that man got there, he said, lie, you are not staying here, sir. He was the one that took me out. By the time they now took me to another hotel, which Pastor Tosin paid for, the people now came. They now said that they heard that I ministered in another state conference 2 months ago. He said, is it me? I said, it's me. I'm showing you, you see, we have raised a generation with wrong standards of ministry. They are judging you by your weight. You know, interestingly, we now had the meeting in the night. How many of you like this gist? Should I continue? We now went to the evening session. That evening session was an unusual meeting. You know, those kind of meetings, they don't happen in City Gate Church. It was a thorough Holy Ghost meeting. Emmanuel was there. Thorough Holy Ghost meeting. I preached the word. Normally I would teach, but it's Holy Ghost night. Move of the Spirit. There was a lot of move of Spirit and strong prophetic unction. That I was not prophesying on them, laying hands on them. That kind of meeting. So by the time we were going, they were shouting in the car, man of God! You, I now know the reason why some ministers package themselves. So that you don't disrespect me. You know what I'm talking about. But you are not going to be a true minister if you don't know how to, you must like dishonor. Amen. Those are the kind of things we use to grow. Amen. So when I read that book of Baba, that thing stuck in my heart. Baba did not, that was his right though. He and his wife. I felt that he means that Egan's wife was a Christ. Oh, Shafara no Jebani. Because some wives, hey, even if you say you should suffer, she will tell you that I'm going home. You know, if it was only Egan, it would have been different. It was Egan and Mama. And she did not put him under pressure. How? She did not put him under, she was hungry. She kept it. They ministered. They said they would go and check one stale bread. Make do after the third day. You see, discipline of the spirit. Yes, so that's why I said that when he says somebody is Christ, it's arrangement of ways. Yeah. It's not in mouth, it's ways. You have laws inside you that govern you. Eh? You are able to excuse people.
Yes, sir.
You know what Hagin was doing? Because of laws of charity, yes, he was excusing them.
Yes, sir.
That may be. Later, I came to a point that, okay, these people are even doing it. But he says, well, even if they are doing it against me, it's not me that will expose them. You need to have that book in your house. So, charity suffered long. Look at that. I'm showing you the conversation that we must master. These things, they must become our ways. Oh, people are not saying amen. You are not interested. You can see, look at the way you are saying amen. If I say you will have $1 million this year, is that the way you say amen? I say these things must become your ways.
Yeah.
Your natural ways. Because why God is taking us is far more than this place. I'm telling you that by now we should have mastered these things. Currently, we are falling behind time. I need to let you know. And I'll show you that in Romans 8:13. Salvation is already nearer to us than the time what we first believed. We are already in the last time, believe me or not. And if you think that you have all the time, you are joking. Crisis is coming on the earth. If you don't have some of these conversations, you'll not be able to cope. So you don't have all the time. Say, Pastor, you don't understand. Me, I honor Mishiji. Oje Mura.
Yes, sir.
Buckle up. Tell your neighbor, say, buckle up. You don't have all, that's why you're in church, you're in doctrine. You are meant to grow with it, not to play with it. Some of us, we have what, we put it down. We don't use it. We'll now be enjoying brethren life. But we are not growing. We are not intentional about growth. Charity suffers long. Look at that. And it's kind. So you see, this is a This is a law, sir. It's a way that you can suffer along with someone and be kind. Naturally, when you are bearing somebody, you are not kind. Because you are even still trying to bear him or her. So to be kind is actually out of the equation. Charity have yet not. Look at charity vaunted not itself. Sir, he's not saying, he said he vaunted not itself because this is somebody that has opportunities to vaunt himself. It's something, but chooses not to. It's a law. It's a walk inside you. It is not puffed up. Does not behave itself what? Unseemly. Seeketh not a hole. You see this issue? Let me tell you this. This is one. Give me that. Put yellow on seeketh not a hole. You see that thing? Is what makes you, to me, is a gauge on how spiritual you are. Children are selfish. Spiritual children, I mean, are selfish. They don't think outside themselves. If you see a spiritual, whatever he's doing, even if he's doing it well, he's doing it with a sense of that there's gain. How you know that the person is doing for gain is that, you know, when you can even be serving, you know. So I'm sorry, I'm not discouraging service. So you come to church, you clean everywhere. I know that. For the Linus. I know that now. And then maybe inside, the guy is looking for, they see something you are looking for. And it's not everybody that is looking. Somebody has something he's looking for. It may not be money. Some people, it's just recognition. Awa. Lashe. What did I say? Now we they behind the sanctuary. It's not even in the old church. In sanctuary, we are the pillar. We are the pillar in our sanctuary ministry. We give God great praise. Hallelujah. So now, how you will know that the thing is not pure? Is if at times it's not even the pastor that includes it. If maybe recognition is given to another. And the recognition is given to one that does nothing. Then something inside begins to fight. How you know that you have this nature is that even when recognition is given to another, you are normal. Because you are not doing it for what? Recognition. Again. So to not seek your own is actually a walk. Is a not to seek your own. If we are like this, well, have less breakaway churches.
Very true.
Is the truth. Right. Somebody will break away from your church. Go and start his own at the back. It's the same thing. Nothing. It's the same thing. He has no God did not call him. There's nothing. It's the same thing. He's doing the same thing. You will hear that your friend is an apostle. And from that time on, you are not okay. You are looking for how you become apostle. Because I noticed when I checked that apostolic thing, sir, it was around the same time.
Yeah.
Check it. It's not more than 1 to 2 years. Everybody became an apostle. Sharp, sharp. If this one can become an apostle. I knew him now. You see people breaking laws.
Yes, sir.
You go and manipulate one man of God that will ordain you as an apostle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you what I observe.
Yes, sir.
So seeketh not a hole. Look at that. It's not easily provoked. Look at that thing. I like that one too. I say God is helping us. Yeah, it's not easily provoked. It is a strength. If they can provoke you easily, you need to work on yourself. Yes. That's just the truth. I won't play it. I'm also speaking to myself. At times, the people that provoke you more, you have to work on yourself to be able to accommodate them more. You are trying to build strength.
Amen.
For the days to come.
Amen.
Is the truth. This is a man of charity. He's not easily provoked. When I say he's not easily, before they provoke him, it takes a long time. To provoke a man of charity, you must be a spiritual wickedness. Oh, yo, hallelujah. Well, what did I say you must be? You must be a messenger of Satan. Because you know, spiritual wickedness, Pastor CJ, are even in places. They're all not carrying the same level of authority. If you provoke a man of charity, if you can provoke a man of charity, you are a devil. that person is not a, you know, she brought brother, Musa. That but he is the devil. And it's possible that a brethren can be a devil. Yes, now. I'm not saying these things. Jesus used devil for Judas. He was just talking about the state that his soul has acquired debt. You might even don't know that Jesus was warring with that 12. Judas would have wanted to pollute the others. So you know that Jesus was trying to save him and also protect the 11. And Jesus was teaching them. So all of them were pure except Judas.
Yes, sir.
He said, all of you are clean except one. So it means that he was not hearing. He did not allow his darkness to be washed. Take me back to charity. I'm just showing you this. Amen. Not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Now they're now going to your thoughts. Because this one is not what you see. This is my thoughts. It does not think evil. And there are many times that you have an opportunity to think evil. Particularly when people have hurt you. They hurt you and then you secretly in your heart you want God to recompense you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Show them.
No, everybody's always looking for show them. How many of you have not thought of showing some people? People that have maybe because you have not suffered, you don't understand.
Lord have mercy.
Oh, you say God, just show them. Show them that you are my God. You know, you are not just God, you are my own God.
Hey.
Defend me. Imagine what you see me. Say this blessing. Let him go through just small of the things that he made me see. So that at least you will have more. You understand? They will go through small. Dien, no, Emma don't you? You know, at times somebody does something and he hits you bad. See? But you now have been embellished by charity laws. As bad as that it is, you don't wish him evil. It's a walking of a law inside. Can we say amen? I'm describing the normal state of a Zionite. Watchman wrote a book, Normal Church Life. This is a normal Zionite. That is how they are. They think no evil. Not do evil. They don't think it. So it means that they don't process it. Evil thoughts can come, but it's not processed. By the time he hits against him, he bounces back. There is no facility to process it. Because laws of Christ has put an armor inside. Everybody say an armor. So Pastor CJ, Christ is an armor.
Yes, sir.
Armor of light. Thank you, sir. This day that we have come into the day of salvation, you must be wearing Christ.
Amen.
You see this thing I'm describing? Don't be looking at it as something foul. This is where you should be. I'm describing where you should be. Normal. That this is what we are using to exercise ourselves. If we are not here, we are behind schedule. It is not you that should be looking for breakthrough and be looking for Only aye. You that you are falling short of this. Your vision for this year should not be to get more of this world. It's not going to do you good, sir. You are already falling short. Eh? Your high must be single. If you have any prayer, you are praying that God should be thorough with you. I'm not hearing your amen.
Amen.
Don't waste time. That's what I'm saying. Don't waste time. You have to be very deliberate about your response to God. So thinketh no evil. Rejoice not in iniquity. But rejoices in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, obeyeth all things, and read all things. So you can see. So this is the normal state of Zion. This is Zion that has awoken twice. It's a Zion that is in charity. Not a Zion that has awoken twice. Because if Zion awakes twice, he's putting on the armor of light. So that armor of light is a form of defense. It's not complete, but it's a form of defense. And it is a sign that we are waiting for him to appear a second time without sin unto salvation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now take me back to Ephesians 5. Amen. I think I will dwell on Ephesians a little bit more. So look at that. So, amen. Are we all here?
Yes, sir.
Can we say amen?
Amen?
So for this you know that no warmonger, no unclean person, no covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ, and we call that inheritance peace, which is demonstrated in charity towards your brethren and peace towards all men. So when you have charity with your brethren, you must have peace with what? All men. He says, you know the way Paul wrote it, he says, if it be possible, as it lieth within you. It's not something you can do without a commandment, without a law. It's a formation. For if it be possible, as much as it lieth in you, it is in you. It is a nature work. Live peaceably with all men. Someone that is living peaceably with all men must be at peace with his brethren. If you are fighting your brethren, you are not even... Because you will meet worse people outside. That's why you should not be fighting your boss that is an unbeliever. You're not angry. Why are you angry? What do you expect? That's what I'm saying. You're angry at your boss. And the boss is a Gentile. Why are you angry? My God, why are you angry? Or your landlord that is a Gentile? Those are the kind of people that we must demonstrate the nature of peace. Hallelujah. You know, I remember one time that the landlord association in my area, they set me up. It was Satan. It was a test of strength. I don't even think I really passed, even though my wife was ailing me. They actually locked the gate against me. They said, I will not go out. During Image and Glory Conference, the last day, grand finale. No, the Saturday morning session. That's first session of Mommy and Daddy Oyegoke. Of course. Well, there was a time I used to be frequent in meetings anyway. But later on, I stopped. One of the reasons I stopped was, you know, at times you just avoid some. It's wisdom that I stopped. But when I stopped, I sent people to go. So there was a time it was Pastor Friday that I would go and represent. Because what they need is just someone from the house. So he would go. I pay my dues. I don't hold them. Then I think he might become their secretary one time. So they'll go. So that is like they were meaning me. Meanwhile, I had known that they'll be doing meeting by the time we will be going for the conference. So I had gone in to take permission. Number one, I was not away. Number two, I had taken permission from the chairman that we have convention and all that, and we'll be going early. Of course, you see, one thing they hate, because all of them, they are retirees. You have a bunch of retirees there. So they all sit down and do meeting. They are not in a hurry anywhere. All of them are about to retire. So they sit down and all that. So when we were now passing, they just stopped the car. So I greeted them from inside the car. I mean, I learned music because the second time that kind of thing happened, I came out, I greeted all of them well before I entered the car. You know, people would teach you humility by force. No, but what I did was not bad. I greeted all of them from the car because we were in a hurry already. Greeting them. Open that the gates, man. They said, lock the gates! What happened? Someone else said, this pastor every time is always in a hurry, And I get that. Say, I'm sorry, I've collected permission and all that. Now we have a meeting. Say, no! It was one person. I said, sir, you can't. He said, you have to be here. You have to. I said, I have somewhere I'm going. I'm taking permission that I have a right to go to. The person did not want to open. I had to insist. I said, sir, open. I was still using sir because I was angry. But you see, while I was angry, our mommy was already railing at my back. You cannot do that. The man said, who are you? Who do you think you are? Because you see, he's a man that they don't respect women. Who do you think you are? They wanted to lock me in a gate that the person locking the gate, I paid you. Do you understand those kind of things?
Hey.
I've had a situation that somebody, when that thing happened, the person packed the car and blocked the gates and went home. Hello? Now, you know that when certain things are, those kind of things, thoughts will be, you'll be having a mirror and one thought rolling in your head. But as they were coming, I was knocking them off one by one. I said, no, I can't do this. No, I can't do that. I still have to speak with them. So I still begged them, sir, please, let me go. So the chairman that I took was not denying me in front of all of them. He betrayed me. All of them say, I should be here. It's not, how was that word? So they shall open the gates and I left. So that's how I left. So another time, anytime I see them like that, I run away from them. I want to remember, are they outside? See, they outside. I don't go anywhere again. You know, some people, you know, those kind of things. You know, the ambition I want is, I can get a lawyer now. It's me, I want this, I can do. Well, I became weaker. If they say they are there, I say, are they there? In my way, to you, I'm not going out. When they finish, we go. At times, I will plan my events. When I know that they are there, I will just, or I will go early to avoid them. It's my right, though.
Yes, sir.
But I just avoid, everybody say, live peaceably.
Live peaceably.
You see, this is where you now lose rights.
Yes, you lose rights.
You have to lose rights. So there's another day, I now went there, I now greeted all of them. I greeted them. Pastor. Someone said, Pastor, you're not going to still come again. I'm sorry, I have a meeting. So I greeted them, and Emma Binusiwa. I pass. Do I have right? Yes. You see, you will see opportunities to fight. Legal opportunities to fight. Particularly when you're a lawyer, laws, you know. It's not easy to be a lawyer and they're riding you. I used to pity lawyers because they know the things that are right. It's a lawyer about giant letter, right? You know, lawyers, they know how to write. Then you will see those things and you choose to go low. So those are law. Ever say laws. Zion should be at peace with themselves. Let me say this. I'm rounding up my thought. Brethren should not be fighting.
At all.
We must come to that point where we should not be fighting.
True,
talk less of insulting fire. You never know. All those ones are flex, sir. Have you seen brethren fire? Say, I say flesh must go. This year, all flesh must die.
Yeah.
Because of what? El Shaddai. You know, El Shaddai is the what? Many-breasted one. They are trying to tell you that if you don't die, you won't see El Shaddai. You have to suck from the breast of El Shaddai. El Shaddai is a giver of salvation. Let's go back to Ephesians. Are we getting blessed, sir? Now, look at the next verse quickly. So, let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not what? Therefore, partakers with them. Verse 8 now. For we were what? Sometimes darkness, but now what? Ye are light. Ye are light. He's talking about the fact that many of these brethren, they were light. This light of Christ, they were wearing what? The armor of Christ, which is the armor of light. He says, you are light in what? You are now light in the Lord. Huh? Walk as children of light. Walk as children of light. Huh? Now look at the next verse. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and what? And truth. Huh? For the fruit of the Spirit is proving what is what? Acceptable what? Unto the Lord. So they are trying to tell you that all those conversations, they bring you into a season where you are what? Acceptable. Everybody say acceptable. Acceptable. So when you begin to perfect Christ, you are standing fully in the acceptable year. You become accepted. The acceptable year is the year that they bring forth sons from the sanctuary and bring them into the day of salvation. Can we say amen? Amen. It's a time where God harvests sons from the holy place to begin to teach salvation to. Proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Now look at verse 11. And have no what? Fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather what? Reprove them. Look at that. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done in secret. A time will come where you have no secrets anymore. Yeah. Yes. There are some secrets that God must judge with light. The Bible says we should not have fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness. It says rather what? Reprove them. Meaning you must be a judge of those works. For you to do that, it means that you are light. And that you are walking as light. Now look at the next verse. But all things that are reproved are made what? Manifest by light. For whatsoever doth make manifest what? Is light. Wherefore, he said, awake! Thou that what? Sleepeth. Arise from the dead. Now look at this. So it means that the two awakenings of Zion, they are what? Resurrection from the dead. What did I say they are? Is an arising from the dead. And Christ shall give thee light. So when you are fully resurrected from the dead, you are going to have light of Christ as your light. So now, Christ's light will not be yours if you have not finished the awakening. You must finish the obedience of Christ unto what? Unto being separated for you to now hold that light as yours. Light can be coming to you of Christ, but it's not yet yours fully. You don't have mastery over that light. So now I know that a man in charity is a master of Christ. He is a greater Christ. You see, in the world of spiritual men, faith is a kind of man. Hope is a kind of man. Charity is a greater man. That's why it says of the three, charity is what? The greatest. So they are men in their different Christ formation. What did I say they are? So when you say you now have light, it means that you are standing fully as a man. That is what? In charity is the greatest of these. So you can see, take me back to Romans 13. Love is the fulfillment of the law. Romans 13. Take me down a little bit. Thank you. And that knowing that the time, that now is the high time to awake out of sleep. So to awake out of sleep fully, this awaking out of sleep is for you to now be clothed with Christ. the sleep he's talking about here, even though there's still, Zion must still grow into the fullness of God. But they're talking about you fully being aware of salvation. It says, for now, for those that have woken out of sleep, now is our salvation nearer than we first, than we what? Nearer than we, when we what? Believed. Next verse. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Can we all say the night is far spent?
The night is far spent.
Say it again.
The night is far spent.
Say it one more time.
The night is far spent.
The night is far. He's talking about the season of transition from the holy place. Now, Peter also said this thing in 2 Peter chapter 1. Can we quickly look at it? 2 Peter chapter 1. Like what? The night is far spent. Hail, brethren, the night is far spent. Like I can tell you prophetically, we are no longer in 12 midnight. We're not at midnight. You know, midnight is darker than 4. You almost cannot judge the darkness of 12 o'clock and 4 o'clock. But really, 4 o'clock is closer. Or let me say, 4 o'clock is less darker. 4 o'clock is closer than to the dawning of the day. I can tell you, sir, we are closer to the what? Dawning of God's day. The day of God is already dawning upon us. It's not just dawning on Zion, it is dawning on the whole earth.
Yes,
but it's only Zion that can interpret that day. Yes, that's why in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, it says, of times and seasons. He's talking to Zion. He says, But of times and seasons, brethren, we have no need to write you. You are Zion. You should know times and seasons. I have no need to write to you. For you yourself know perfectly the day of the Lord. You see, this day of the Lord is talking about is the day of salvation. So cometh as what? A thief in the night. Meaning that he's going to gradually steal. You know the way a thief comes in the night. Do you know it? This thief, I've taught you this. I taught you this last year. I said, this thief is not a robber. He's a burglar. A robber, when they are coming, you will know. They will blow their trumpet. We are coming. In those days in Lagos, that was before the era when people started doing gates and they would do vigilante. I remember a time when my parents, my daddy would wake up in the night, all the landlord, they would carry torchlight, they would be doing vigilante because of thieves. How many of you know what I'm talking about? They will write that we are coming. You have to inform police. Police will bring their boys around. And even if police is there, people will still wake up. But a burglar does not inform you when he's coming. A burglar, you'll be sleepy. I remember there was a time that when my daddy bought Benz 200, I will never forget. You know that Benz 200 was a choice car of the early 90s, 80s, early 90s. My daddy had one. So we didn't have a security officer, a guard. So my daddy, we park it in our garage. Now our garage was far from our room. It was a very big house. I remember one morning he woke up. You know, Benz, you can remove everything. They had entered the car, removed the radio, removed the brain box, removed that Benz logo. Removed it. Removed all the, you know, Benz, you can remove everything from Benz. My daddy shouted, hey! So after that, he bought those things back again. Those things were expensive. Benz parts in those days. He bought it back again. So now this time around, because the guard was far from his room, he now parked the car under his room. Because his room is here, then he parked the car under. It's a duplex where he parked it under. If you steal it, it's not, I will know. All of us were in the house. We woke up another morning. In fact, this time around, they took more. They took more. Remove the wheel, those steel alloys. Remove everything. Somebody in Africa, doctor, Oman Loguli. There were burglars. Burglars you not know. They will come and go. By the time you wake up, that's when you begin to discover. So what he's saying is that the Lord's coming will be what? As a thief in the night. Do you know that the day dawns as a thief in the night? Has it ever happened to you before? You say it was 6 or maybe 5:30, you say, and it's still dark. You know, currently now we have longer nights. By 6:30, it's even still dark. So let me sleep small. It's still dark. It's still dark. Let me sleep small. Before you wake up, the day has fully done. You almost do not know that time when. So it's not like nobody really, really knows when the day dawns. It creeps in. Aha. So that is how salvation is dawning upon the earth. So it's only Zion that will have understanding of what is happening. So as it is now, we should be people of understanding. That understanding will now determine your approach to the world. You must be storing oil in your vessel. Now take me back. So salvation is nearer to us than the time we first believed. Huh? Are we here? Take me back. Take me back. No. Romans chapter 13. So the night is fast spent, the day is at hand. Take me to 2 Peter chapter 1. For we have a sure, we have also a more sure word of prophecy. This prophecy is not, I prophesy, this is doctrine. Sure, a more sure word of prophecy is everlasting light. Word of prophecy is Christ. What did I say? Word of prophecy is Christ is a doctrine. And all those doctrines, they are prophecies. So when he says we have a sure word of prophecy, he's talking about the fact that as at this time, they are talking about this sure word of prophecy is salvation. We can't have time to go into Peter. But like I said, we'll be on Peter for a very long time. Can we say amen? A sure word of prophecy here is everlasting light. Christ is a word of prophecy. He's also a light. So as I did, I says, now before that, look at it. Look at from verse 16. It's good to understand this. See, you know, I discovered that the Lord was telling me this afternoon while I was waiting on the word. He says, you are doing the right thing. Wait on the word. Wait on the epistles. Use the epistles to interpret the prophets. He says that is what you should be doing. When you say you are apostolic, that is the work. You know, we have apostles that are more wiser than Peter. They're no more than Paul. They can balance Paul and Peter. They are not humble enough to stay on their letters. It takes a lot of humility. The Lord told me, he says, apostles are not creative. Meaning, they don't bring new things, their own things. They bring things that have been established and reestablish them. That's an apostle. So he says, we have not followed, it's good, you know, you have to talk about this because there'll be many apostles now. Hallelujah. Maybe you become one too. Apostle William, see? Everybody's an apostle today. Amen. Apostle Oshoke. Amen. Hallelujah. So we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we have made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. These are revelations of Jesus as Christ and as the Son of God. But we are eyewitnesses of His Majesty. Look at the next. For we have what? For He received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to Him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son to whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with Him in the Holy Mount. We have. He says we had something there, but now we have. We have what? A more sure word of prophecy. They have journeyed. They have come into clarity of light and understanding. We have a more sure word of prophecy. Whereunto you do well and take heed. As unto what? A light that shineth where? In a dark place. That dark place is not talking about devil darkness. It's talking about in terms of understanding. That is what Paul was talking about as what? The night is fast spent. Until the day dawn and the day star arise what? in your hearts. So Zion, everybody say Zion. It is in Zion that the day star will arise. So Zion was a coming into clearer light. Can we say amen? Amen. You saw, Pastor Sitchi, there will be more deception coming. You know this BBC thing that is ongoing now? It's just proving the state of the church. And this deception is small. I see a lot of ministers are strong. Now I discovered that that man now has many sons. They are all over. We have just woken up and discovered. We used to think that maybe they were small, but now we know there are plenty. Some are even outside of the country. Big ministries. So you can now see this deception is still a minor one. More are coming. More are coming. So you can see why we need to we need to really pace up. They ever say the night is fast spent. Now, you'll be deceived if you don't have certain light. Yes, there is a light that if you don't have everlasting light, there's a deception that will catch you. There's no way. You'll not be able to help it. You will be only be able to handle that deception if you have that light or you have that armor. Yes, you have been clothed in the armor of God. So the night is fast spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore what? Cast off the works of darkness. Can we all say amen to that?
Amen.
Every work of darkness, we should cast it off. Everything, you see, this is everything that is the of the old man. You should cast it off. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. Everything that has to do with darkness, we should cast it off. Why? He says, let us what? Put on the armor of light. Because we are what? In God's day. Tell your neighbor, say we're in God's day. You should put on the armor of light. The armor of light there is talking about putting on the Lord Jesus. Let us now look at it. Verse 13. Let us walk honestly as in the day. Not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and in wantonness, not in strife and envy. Now, do you know the very funny thing? You can enter the day and you are not clothed. And that's why you see, it will now show in the light of God's day. Any church that has problem with everlasting light, their problem was in their Christ formation. It will be reviewed further as you go. May God show us mercy. It's wisdom to check ourselves again and again. To keep checking. While we are growing in understanding of everlasting light, we should keep checking our Christ understanding. When I mean Christ understanding, majorly in conversation, in ways, what we should be having in our relationship with God and with one another. There are certain things that should not be happening in our midst. I read one book many years in school. That book was written by a guy called Otto Wallace. He was talking about, you know, some brethren, you know, all those people living brethren life. So I think out of that, those company of brethren, there are people that are, you know, journeying with God for a season. Some of them now did some terrible things. The whole assembly, they wailed for 3 days. Wailing. Wailing as in, you know, those kind of asking God for mercy. You know, those they were so touched by it. What others did. I miss them. So I'm just showing you how deep our relationship with God and with one another must go. Can we say amen?
Amen.
You can't afford to do anything and live anyhow. So is by now, if you are still saying it's my life, you have not begun. Meaning that if I am disturbing you, I am questioning you. I was still telling my wife, I said, we must never get to the point where we can't talk to people. I said, I'd rather stop pastoring. You cannot hold my mouth. Because I am answerable to Jesus. I'm afraid of Jesus more. Yes. So you rather hate me than me not telling you the truth. I will never keep my mouth shut. I will never stop saying the truth. Because if you do so, Jesus will judge you. Say, let's not tell these people the truth though. they'll be offended. It's better they are offended than they are healed.
Yes, sir.
And we stand on truth. And then we fall into the hands of the Lord. The Lord is fearful.
Amen.
The Lord can snuff off a light of a church.
Yes, sir.
The Lord can smoke. The Lord can remove a church from a dominion.
Yes, sir.
And bring them down. He can do it. Jesus can do it. So rather than fear you, I fear Jesus.
Yes, sir.
I know what he can do.
Yes, sir.
He can remove all the light and put us in darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Will we question him? So we'll rather stand in truth. If you'll be offended, will we pray for you to be healed?
Yes.
But we will say the truth. We'll have to stand and lift up the standard of Jesus. Amen. Can we say amen?
Amen?
And that is how we should relate with one another as brethren. Don't cover darkness with your brother. That's not love. Eh? If you read Zechariah chapter, let me end up there. This is Zechariah chapter 8. We should master to talk to ourselves truth. In love though, call your brother. After you have prayed. You know, there are times that you may not be able to reach your brother because he or she is still angry. Pray. Look for a time where you call out your brother and begin to minister truth to your brother. We must protect each other. We must be that. You know, at times things will be happening that are bad and you know it and you keep quiet. You're not a good person. You're not a good brother. You want darkness to override your brother. Eh? You are not a good person. You should be a restorer. What did I say you should be? Yes. When your brother is found in a fault, you don't leave your brother in that fault. You that is more spiritual. You see, if you leave your brother in that fault, it means you are not more spiritual. You probably are worse. That's why you can be comfortable keeping quiet. Amen. Okay. Let's quickly receive that.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Shishi Barakatesia la Brigadena Tesibronde Zivanatasia Bombo Crasta Vino Cabanate. Oh, Shenje Gleste Vino Prestavon. Enyansi Ezinzein Supras Savenete. Even the love in the Godhead is a love of oat. Even the love in the Godhead is a love of oat. Is a love that cannot be broken. Is a love of brotherhood. Is a love binding them to together. Even that love is an oath love. Is an oath love. Is an oath love. Is an oath love. Oh, even that love is what distills into everlasting life and distills into Christ. Oh, even that love is what distills in measure, even into Christ. Oh, that love is a note. Even is a note, is a seal among brethren, is a seal among one another, is a seal binding even the brotherhood together, is a seal binding the brotherhood together. Yes, is a seal binding the brotherhood together that must not be broken. For even your raising into Christ is to raise into the seal, is to raise into the seal, is to come into the seal where you will be bound, where you will be yoked, where you will be chained. For even this love is a yoke towards one another, is a yoke towards Amen. One another. For Amen. The strength of your chain, even the strength of your love is seen in your conversation. For the weak weakest among you, for the weakest among you is a proof of the strength, is a proof of the strength of your love, is a proof of the strength of your love, is a proof of the strength of your love, even the weakest among you. So I say, guard one another up. Guard one another up even in truth. Guard one another up even in love. Guard one another up even in bearing one another's burden. In bearing one another's burden. In bearing one another's burden. For in bearing, that's how you remit sin. That's how sin will be taken away from your midst. That's how sin will be even taken away from even from the brotherhood. From the brotherhood. So I say, Zezina Safino Caprene Savino Paparandesia. Be jealous one towards another. Even be jealous one towards another. Look out even for the things of another. Even look out for the things of another. Even be consigned. Even be consigned. Even be consigned. Even be consigned. Do not look even at the allegations of spirit. Even wicked spirit. Even wicked spirit. Even wicked spirit. But much more. Be consigned. Be consigned concerning your brother. Be consigned concerning your sister. Even be consigned. In the place of prayer, be concerned. In the place of watching, be concerned. Even in the place of asking, be concerned. In the place of pushing, even urging them to submit to authority, be concerned. Be concerned. Be concerned that you lose no one. Be concerned that you close even the gates, even the loopholes. That you be a congregation bounded by that yoke, bounded by that oath of love, even bounded by Amen. That seal. Amen. Seal the Lord.
So let's see that Zechariah chapter 8. So we must love each other. Part of it is that we also correct each other. Can we say amen? Yes. We should not allow people to fall into darkness and be taken over by darkness. So somebody that is saying that is my life, the issues of my life is not your business. You don't understand where you are. You don't understand where you are. Your life is my business. Number one, as your pastor. In fact, let me tell you, everything about your life is my business. It's the reason why I'm called and anointed. So some of us don't know what it means to pastor. If anything goes wrong with you, it's my business. And if anything goes wrong with you spiritually, it affects every area of your life. In fact, anything that we do, most of the conversations, maybe something happens with this. I used to tell my mom, I say it's a spiritual problem. A spiritual problem manifests in how you live your life. If they fix you in the spirit, it will touch how you talk. It will touch how you relate with brethren. It will touch your attitude towards work.
Very true.
That's how you judge spirituality. You judge spirituality by conversation. So spirit things begin from inside and they play out in day-to-day living. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And as brethren, our lives, issues, our businesses, we are brethren. It is no longer your life, it's our life. What did I say? It's no longer. It's our life. Uh-huh. So I have interest in how you live because I am a stakeholder in Christ. So how you live is my interest. You can't tell me that you can live anyhow. You can't live anyhow. You can't live anyhow within my vicinity. You cannot live anyhow. Not because I'm your pastor. Also, your brother cannot live anyhow. That's the mindset you must have towards your brother. Your relationship are governed. You know, it's possible for you to have a friend in church that is not a sister. When I mean friend. Friend that has no truth. Your relationship is not laced in truth. Can we say amen? Before I read these things. Now, okay, is it from verse 16? Let me just read that Zechariah and then we'll pray. Zechariah. For thus saith the Lord. Verse 15. Is it 15? Thank you. So again, I have taught in these days. Do well unto Jerusalem and unto the house of Judah. Fear ye not. Verse 16. These are the things that you shall do. The whole chapter. Read the whole chapter from verse 1. He says, speak to what? Speak ye every man what? Truth to what? His neighbor. Look at that. Truth to his neighbor. Execute judgment what? Of truth and what? peace. Where? In your gates. Can we all say amen to that? And let none of you imagine what? Evil in your heart against what? You are not talking to me. Against what? So you can see that the standards are measured in relationships. And love no falsehood. For all these things that I hate. All these things are things that I hate, said the Lord. So there are things the Lord hates. One of the things the Lord hates is when brethren are not true to one another. The Lord does not like it. Because Satan will use that against that fold. But the Lord is shining light in our midst. So you pray for your brother, you watch your brother, you are passionate about how they are walking. Their personal walk with God is your interest and is your concern. Can we say amen?
Thank you for listening. We believe you have been greatly blessed. For further information, you could visit our website at www.thecitygatechurch.org. God bless you.